Right, Tiger Feet, if that failed to get you on top of the Christmas table bopping around,
lady,
sorry?
The third old lady. Third old lady.
You got to the second old lady last time.
The first old lady.
No, the joke you started to tell me at the beginning of the dinner. The joke is now soured because we don't know what you're talking about.
You don't like jokes about old ladies.
I love jokes about old...
Only joke about them,
but you can't finish it because we haven't got time. We've got to talk. We're going to talk to the boy. Now go in the...
This is Simon Bates, the boy.
Peter. Simon is down the other end of the table, totally unaware of what's going on. Young Peter Bowell, welcome to the top end of the table. Speak to me already.
I got to pick Paul up from the ground.
I know, he'll never finish that.
Simon, I'm sorry. He'll never finish that.
Hold on. I'll bait. You're not on yet.
All
get
right,
away.
Fair enough.
Go away.
Go.
Happy Christmas.
Back down the bottom of the table. Save it.
Next.
Right. Stow it away.
Anyway.
Have you enjoyed the lunch first?
Great so far, yeah. Indigestion a little bit.
Food's wonderful, isn't it?
How come you always catch me at the end of the lunch, never at the beginning of it?
Well, we leave you towards the end because we know you're a man who can hold your drink.
That's it, yeah. Actually,
yes.
Funny enough, the one time that I remember, because I know everyone's...
He's gone quiet now, gang. This means he must be getting serious.
Yeah,
no, serious, Peter Paul.
I was thinking about the worst Christmas I've ever had.
The worst Christmas you ever had.
Which is the first... Which is also
not the worst
time.
Job you ever had.
Not the first,
the worst Christmas you ever had. Yes.
It was coupled with the worst,
yes.
Worst place I was ever in. Was when I left home for the first time. I went to Luxembourg, where yeah. quite a lot of the guys were working. And we yeah. used to have to spend Christmas over there.
Mm.
And I did actually go well over the top on the drink stakes yeah. on Christmas Eve. And I actually slept right the way through until 6 o'clock on Christmas evening. And I woke up about 6 o'clock Christmas evening. I missed everything. All the parties, all the fun, all the meals. And I thought, never ever again.